you're seeing the drifter, the vagabond walking on the side of the road. It's just a residual hunt. He's walking on that part of the road every, you know, October 14th. So that's a residual hunt. But his actual intelligent spirit could be elsewhere, hanging out at his house or whatever. The energy trapped there plays back every October 14th or whatever, but his real spirit is wherever it is. What?
Can they separate like that? Can you have a one person that's passed on and have the two energies at the same time?
It's not a separation. The residual haunt is just a capturing of energy. And we don't know why it's played back, but every once in a while, there it goes. You know, it gets played back. It's just a capturing of energy and a playback, so it's not an actual spirit. We can call it a ghost, you know, the ghost of the event that happened. But it's not the actual person's spirit. The person's actual spirit is somewhere else. So the two things can exist, the actual playback of the event and the person's spirit show up somewhere else. I hope that answered the question. I kind of threw you off there for a second.
I was like,
You're like, what's this guy talking about?
You know, and would the two be in the same place at the time? Be like, hey, that's me. That's me you see right there.
You could. Your intelligent spirit could go back and witness the event, which would probably be traumatizing.
They're like, hello, pay attention. That's me. Yeah. That's me right there.